This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Turkey's foreign minister says the announcement by Saudi Arabia recommending the death penalty for five suspects in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi falls short of Turkish hopes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
Mevlut Çavuşoğlu insists the suspects detained in Saudi Arabia should be put on trial in Turkey. He says Ankara wants Riyadh to reveal who ordered the October 2 killing of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, warning this process cannot be closed down in this way. The minister also questioned why Saudi Arabia indicted only 11 of the 18 detained suspects and queried why the Saudi prosecutor's announcement did not reveal where the remains were taken. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says a proposed second summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un must result in a detailed list of North Korean nuclear weapons sites. Speaking at the ASEAN summit in Singapore, the vice president said that he had talked about the proposed second summit in a meeting with South Korea's President Moon Jae-in.
We talked about the importance of this moment and in our negotiations over achieving a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We are in the process of planning another summit between President Trump and Chairman Kim.
Pence's statement is perhaps the most specific public demand that the Trump administration has made of North Korea since Trump and Kim held a historic first summit in Singapore in June. At that summit, both sides agreed to work towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to improve ties between Washington and Pyongyang. The nuclear talks have stalled since then. A proposed visit by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to North Korea was canceled. This is VOA News. The man accused of sending pre-election package bombs to prominent Democrats, including two former presidents, has been arraigned in federal court in New York. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
Cesar Sayoc pleaded not guilty through his attorney to charges of sending pipe bombs in the mail. The 56-year-old Florida man was arrested last month after improvised explosive devices showed up at the homes and offices of Trump critics, including the Clintons, the Obamas, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and CNN. Sayoc had been living in a van plastered with Trump stickers. Some of the packages were mailed to New York addresses. None went off. Judge Jed Rakoff set a trial date of July 15th. The charges carry a potential sentence of life in prison. Warren Levinson, New York.
British Prime Minister Theresa May's already tough task of convincing Parliament to approve an agreement on Britain's exit from the European Union took a hit Thursday as her Brexit secretary, Dominic Raab, resigned. Raab specifically objected to a key provision setting up a customs union that would eliminate the need for a hard border between Britain's Northern Ireland and EU member Ireland, while Britain and the EU work on a new trade deal. Prime Minister Theresa May says that she's not planning to give up, despite cabinet resignations, and calls for a no-confidence vote.
I believe that this is a deal which does deliver that, which is in the national interest. And am I going to see this through? Yes.
Speaking in Parliament Thursday, opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn called the draft agreement a huge and damaging failure. A U.S. federal judge has delayed until Friday a decision on whether the White House must, at least temporarily, allow CNN reporter Jim Acosta back on the premises to do his job. After lawyers for both sides made their cases Wednesday, U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly rescheduled a hearing set for Thursday to 10 a.m. Washington time Friday. The hearing on a temporary restraining order was the first in the lawsuit filed by the news channel against U.S. President Donald Trump after the White House suspended the credentials of CNN's chief White House correspondent. Government attorneys contend that Acosta's conduct during a news conference with President Trump prevented the White House from conducting an orderly news briefing. And country singer Roy Clark has died of complications from pneumonia. Margie Zaraletta reports.
Yesterday, when I was young.
It seems like Roy Clark could play anything. Guitar, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, harmonica, piano, drums, trumpet, trombone. His hits include Yesterday When I Was Young, Come Live With Me, and Somewhere Between Love and Tomorrow. Clark hosted the country comedy show Hee Haw for its entire 24-year run. He was one of the first acts to have a theater in Branson, Missouri. In a 1994 AP interview, Clark said he wanted people in the audience to think, I could do that.
This is VOA News.